Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Blog Talk Radio. We want to apologize. We seem to have be having some technical difficulties tonight. So we ask that if we are disconnected, please stay on the line. We will reconnect. But again, there are just a few things going on seemingly with hosting the show tonight. We want to thank you for just kind of logging in to another show of Blog Talk Radio. As you all know, we are here to motivate and empower women, with focus on women, of course, but to empower anyone who's listening that wants to change their life and move forward, those who are dying to live and willing to change in their life to do so. That being said, tonight's topic is on good guys. Do they finish last? Do they tend to also go towards the toxic relationship, select those women who they know that are not for them, so to speak? You know, last week we spoke about the bad boys. We talked a bit about we as women, how we tend to connect with guys that we know really mean us no good, and we remain in those relationships. So with that being said, what I'd like to do, we do have a guest speaker on tonight that we're going to bring in, and I'm going to let Tika just kind of introduce him, and we'll go from there. We'll just kind of go into our topic, and then, of course, as always, we will take calls from you. Remember that if you want to make a comment or have a suggestion, please make sure that at any time you select the number 1 in order to do so. That lets us know that you are wanting to speak. Okay, thank you. Hello, welcome to our show. I'll be introducing my cousin Brian. We're going to start off with the topic of what is a good man. We all know that good men challenge us and expect us to grow from our experience with them. Good men also reserve showing their good qualities to only a few choice women who they deem worthy. So I have my cousin here, like I said, I have my cousin Brian here to elaborate more on the subject and, you know, give us his perception and his understanding of what a good man is and why they sometimes relapse to toxic and unhealthy women in unhealthy relationships. Brian, are you here on the air with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing tonight?
How are you this evening?
Doing great. I would like to actually address that question by just taking it back to the Bible for my first part because it basically states what a great man is. He provides, protects, and it's someone that you would want to procreate with because he has the character to actually sustain the family. And what I mean by character, a lot of times we make commitments to each other that may be broken here and there. So you need a man that can actually stand up and follow through with what he says he's going to do. So one of the main things, another quality of a man is being able to control his situation and control, you know, things, the positive things for his family that, you know, I want to rephrase something. It's basically with that control element, because a lot of times it's a negative connotation to that element. But a good man actually is able to control himself, therefore controlling, you know, some things around his family that protects them and keeps them safe from harm and things such as that nature. That's the end quote on that.
Okay. Well, Brian, if I could, just to give us something to go by as to the aspect of the nice guy that we kind of want to address tonight, and I do agree biblically those things are on target, but I think when women meet men out and men meet women out, I think we should be thinking biblically and what is this person, where is this person spiritually and so forth. But when I came across this definition, and I'd like for you to kind of, I'm going to read it, and I'd like for you to kind of piggyback off of that. The definition of a nice guy, it says, a term in the general public describing an adult male with friendly yet unassertive personality trait in the context of a relationship with a woman. And again, I want to focus on that unassertive personality trait in the context of a relationship with a woman. A typical nice guy is perceived to put the needs of others before his own, avoids confrontation, does favors, gives emotional support, and generally acts nicely towards women. There is an active debate about whether the nice guy personality profile may actually make a man less desirable to women, romantically or sexually. Part of this debate includes speculation about possible, just kind of a, you know, the women seeing these men as kind of not the guy that they want to date because of their niceness, their willingness to, you know, emotionally be there for them, support them, and so forth. And it says that women may say that they want a nice guy, but won't date him or have, you know, a relationship with him. I'll just say that. And rather subconsciously prefer men who are more confident and assertive, but less considerate. And I know we talked a little bit about some of that today. And in addition to that, I had a conversation with a friend of both Tika and I who shared some things about she met someone who's really, really unlike anybody she's ever had in her life as far as being attentive to her emotionally, in that protective state. For example, she was going to a party, and he just said, you know, just call and let me know that you make it in. Those things I think a man should do for that person that he's in a relationship with. But in the process of this, a male friend of hers, just a friend, overheard the conversation, and he made the comment, you know, something's wrong with him. He has to be gay. He was so attentive to her emotional needs that here it is, someone has just kind of summed him up over the phone, never really meeting him, as to, you know, he's not a real man, so to speak. And I just think that a lot of women, whether they would admit it or not, in some way feel that way sometimes. So can you kind of go into what your thoughts is on that definition as it was explained as the nice guy, so to speak, and talk about what you think women, I guess how we look at the nice guys, just from what you hear and talk to your other male friends about.
Okay. My first thought when listening to that definition is I would love to know where that definition came from, because that's basically everything that unassertive part, which is the most important word, that unassertive, that goes against the very definition of a man. A man is assertive. A man is confident. A man is aggressive in the correct way, in a positive manner. That's what we look toward. When we think of a man, we associate that with being powerful. We associate a man with being a leader. You cannot be a leader or powerful if you are unassertive. Those two things, they're analogies, they're antonyms. They're the complete opposite. So women love dominant men.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the complete opposite. So unassertive.
Brian, you broke up. We couldn't hear what the last statement you just made.
Oh, okay. I was basically just stating that that was a complete opposite. Unassertiveness and being a leader and being powerful, those are very opposite characteristics. So that goes against the very being, the fiber of what a man is, to be unassertive. I was just basically making a statement that women overall love dominant men. They love confidence because women are strong. They're strong people that won't have a strong head of your house. You know, you look towards that. When you're falling down, you want a man to be there to provide that support just as much as we look for a woman to provide that nurturing. You want a man to actually challenge you to be better. You know, a man that's always agreeing with you and trying to appease you and make everything all right and saying, you know what, baby, I know we're having this argument, but you're always right. I'm just going to, you know, take the back seat. That's not what a woman is looking for. She wants a man to challenge her to be better. You know, if I'm doing something wrong in this area, you expect your mate to call you out on that. We all expect to be upheld to a certain standard. And if a man really loves you, just like if you love your kids, you're not going to let them stray too far away from what you know they should be doing and what you expect them to do. So I think women respect that. You respect a confident man that can speak his mind.
Right.
So, no, I don't agree with that statement at all. I think women are not going to be attracted to that. That sounds almost cowardly to be a man
and
be out of service.
It's describing that good guy, it's saying that women see that guy as being unassertive, which is exactly what you're saying, but it's saying that the good women see the good guys as unassertive, and they don't like that. They don't like that trait in the man. And what you're saying is I think you're agreeing to it because you're saying that, yes, women do.
Good, it's almost associated with being weak for some reason, or violent. You can be the type of person that, you know what, I can listen to jazz as well as hip-hop. I can talk to someone on the street corner as well as in a corporate environment. I think what we're missing is we're missing the guys that have that overall balance. They can talk to anyone and handle themselves in each and every situation. We either have two opposite ends of the spectrum. All you see is you have the really smart guys that are intelligent, but they're weak. They can't, you know, they don't hold your attention. They can't protect you from anything. They're weak. And then you have the guys that can protect you. They're really tough, but they're unintelligent. They're stupid. And it's really just the opposite ends of the spectrum. You either have the nerd or you have the thug or the gangster. You don't have the in-between. Why can't you be intelligent and strong? That's what women are looking for, that in-between,
right.
Intelligence and strength.
Healthy balance. Well, yeah, I see just like in the insert that I have, just showing that a good man supports you not only financially but emotionally and spiritually as well. He's there for you when the chips are down. He picks you up again. You can count on him being there when needed and when least expected. He also encourages you with words and actions. But it says good men understand your importance and significance to them in a relationship that offer much required mutual respect. But if there's an issue, as always and sometimes happens in a relationship, a good man communicates with you because he wants to resolve this with you as a couple, but he doesn't use those issues and those upsets to use as an excuse to step outside of the relationship. Where would you say, with having a good man, where would you say drawing the line with being someone who's committed to a relationship versus stepping outside of a relationship? Do you see that as a good man, a man that cannot be committed or can stay committed?
Well, one of the main things the young man learned early, if you've had any great male mentors or, you know, beginning with your father, if you've had your father in your life, your word means everything. Because, you know, being a man, you have authority. And to have that authority, you can influence other people. You can influence your circle around you. You can influence your woman and your kids. And when your respect is compromised, you don't have that same influence anymore. No one will actually listen because you're not consistent. You don't follow through with what you're saying, and you've been compromised. So
right.
Along those lines of that, a man has to follow through what he says he's going to do. So if I've told my woman, you know, we're entering into this relationship, I'm going to always be here for you. It's just you and me. If it's just you and me, I have to follow through with that. That's a commitment I made. You know, a good man is going to follow through with what he says he's going to do. That is a testament to what a good man is, pretty much. So basically, you know, if you know you have some things going on with you before you enter into that relationship, sit down and just honestly speak with that woman. Just talk to her. Say, you know what? I bring this, and this to the table, but I have some shortcomings in this area. Maybe, you know, you like a variation.
Right, because good men are honest. So they're honest,
yeah,
and they recognize them and their shortcomings. So, yeah.
Now, most women, that's a lot to put on a man, because I don't think most women would sit there and tell you, you know, well, they're falling short, but that's another conversation. But I think for being a man or being a leader, though, you want to always let someone know what they're getting into so that you're upholding your end and you can actually follow through with the commitments that you make.
So what, Brian? What are you hearing as far as good? Do you have good, so to speak, good guys in your circle to where? I know I'll see guys that say, you know, I have a male friend that introduced one of his male friends to, you know, one of his lady friends, and she said, you know, I just want to meet a good guy. I want to, you know, she was ready for a relationship, wanted that good guy that we're talking about. Well, he introduced her to what he thought was one of the best male friends that he had in his circle, you know, ready to commit, be there for you, all those things that we talked about tonight. But, of course, then when she does go out with him, she thinks he's too nice. You know, he's just too nice. Do you think that you talked a little bit about the father? We touched a little bit on that, but could you go into that more? Because, you know, I don't think enough, and I know this is kind of getting off of the subject, but
it's a part of that whole.
Right. Do you see where the women are, or can you just kind of piggyback or talk about how you think the women are going for these men out of the way that they were and were not loved by their father,
what they
so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so when they see this, what we call bad boy, and there's so many definitions of bad boys and good boys, but when we see this type of person, because like the young lady I was talking to earlier today, I think sometimes women have been hurt for so long and again, you know, sometimes by their own pickings and own doings, but right, they've not had the opportunity of having someone in their life to like if you come in and your father said, you know, well, hey, baby girl, how was your day today? Or, you know, how are you doing? Or be there when someone hurts you emotionally and so to speak. Do you talk about that? What, you know, just for a woman not being able to receive that type of love because she's never had it, not even from that father.
It was a lack of a role model there.
That with women, that's very vital. That's important, the relationship with the father. Your father is your first example of how a man should treat you. And if you don't have that example, then you're going to look for it and not even know what you're looking for. It's almost like a man trying to find his manhood. He may look at people in the neighborhood, a young man in the neighborhood, is teaching them the wrong things. So back with that relationship with a daughter and the father, he's going to treat you, you know what, you're a princess. And don't accept a man to treat you how I wouldn't. You know, if I'm doing these things for you, a man should do these things for you also. I protect you. I provide for you. You know, you're my beautiful princess. The way that a father speaks to his daughter, the way the time that he spends with his daughter, he's investing time and energy into her. Your man, the man that you meet, should do the same thing. And just the way that a father can really show his daughter how a man should value her. You know, she really feels a sense of self-worth because she has a father that's going the extra mile. You know what? I know my dad gets off at 7:30, but he's going to leave early to come and watch my soccer game. Or my dad, he's doing this, but he's going to cut that short with his friends to come to my school play. I mean, just a father can show out a lot of things by example. Just so I'm going to always be there for you. And whatever you need, if you need to cry on my shoulder, I'm here. You know, if you need to, just anything you need, I'm going to be there for you. It teaches that woman that she has a very high value. So when you get out of here and you have guys trying to run games on you, you see straight through.
Right.
You know, my father wouldn't do that to me. He wouldn't do this. I think a lot of women that, you know, end up if a guy raises their voice or, you know, he starts to put his hands on her. I mean, that's a woman that have strong fathers in their lives. They don't accept that. That's unacceptable. Because they've never been treated that way before. Well, women that don't have those fathers and don't really know what to expect, don't know what their value, what the actual value is, they may accept a little more of that. You know, a man may call them a curse word here or there, and they let it slide. And then he kind of holds you a little strong way or shakes you or something. You let it slide. You've never had anyone to show you what it means for you to be a young lady and be loved by a man more than anything in this world. So that's very important. It's the first example of how a man is supposed to treat you.
And without that, women just kind of tend to go through life learning from trial and error, learning from their mistakes.
And some women will. some women will never have that father figure, you know, regardless, it just will not happen. And I think just to take from women, if you're out there listening, to take it from this, you have to come to grips with your life. We talked earlier, Brian and Tika and I spent about an hour and a half today just kind of talking about the show. And you have to come to grips with where you are and what cards you've been dealt in life. And then, okay, take those cards and put them away. Of course, we know you can't forget where you come from and the things that have happened to you, but you have to replace that male role model. We have to replace our lives with God anyway. But as women, when you don't have that father figure to go by, you have to know that God wants better for you. God expects you to be treated like a queen. The word tells us so. God expects, tell the men to be nurturers and take care of us emotionally and all that. So women, if you're out there listening, please know that if you don't have a father who's been there to show you that type of love, then go to your spiritual father. You should go there anyway. And dads, if you're out there listening, love your daughters. We've said that a number of times on these shows, but you can call your daughter and just say, "How's my baby girl?" You don't know what that will do for a young girl just to hear. Because, again, if you're a seed giver, the person that gave you, you know, part of giving you life, does not show you that and put that attention there. I mean, you think that's the way that people, men love you. You think that that's normal, you know, no more than like we talked about on one show, trying to remove a child from an abused home. To them, that's normal. You know, they don't want to go. That is normal for them. That's their life. So it goes back to that mindset and wanting to change the things that you've gone through and not make them your life. So, you know, we got off the subject a little bit there, but I just think it's important as we were talking about the fathers and the daughters that, you know, to put in there, fathers, love your daughters as best you can. It doesn't have to always be with money, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Anything else, Brian?
Well, I find it sad that women that don't have the fathers in their lives, they do have to go through life and relationships by trial and error, but by the time that they've been used and taken advantage of, they're carrying a lot of baggage into their relationships, and it just kind of turns into a bitterness. And when you have that much bitterness and resentment and just negativity overall, the highly probable likelihood is that you're going to be single for a while because you're going to run off any man that really wants to be a man to you because of that negativity. You can't attract the all of these traits that we describe as a good man are positive traits. That's a positive person. And you can't attract a positive person by being completely negative. If you have a negative disposition, you can only attract someone that's the same as you are. So please
agree.
You feel a certain way if you just feel a certain way, like men aren't worth anything and all men are going to cheat on me and use me up, you have to work on yourself. It starts with you first, because until you change that, you will never attract someone that's positive that actually bring all these fruitful things to your life.
Absolutely. I agree with that, because once you're so broken and all this baggage that you do have, it is not until you learn to build your relationship with Christ and get back on a whole nother realm of living that you actually learn to release this baggage and heal and become whole again, because there is no way that you can just take and go about steps in healing yourself and creating and finding wholeness, finding, you know, your worth and understanding your worth. It's just an ongoing cycle that never really truly comes to end without finding Christ and allowing him to walk you through that in a healthy way. Well, Brian, we're gonna start taking callers and we're going to ask callers if you will select one, if you would like to make a comment or come on the air. And, Brian, we're going to keep you on the air to be able to answer some questions that some callers may have.
Okay, right. Callers. Again, if you're wanting to come on air and talk, go ahead and select the number one now. I'm going to go ahead and pull in, I believe we have Monique from Georgia. Oh.
Yes.
Caller? How are you?
Yes.
This is Monique.
Yes, this is Monique.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Did you press one by mistake, or did you have a comment or question?
I have a comment. I believe you are right. The more time the father and the daughter spend time together and the way he treat her, it have a lot to do with her life. Because I've seen where a young female and her dad don't spend time together, she be out looking for love, well, searching for love in all the wrong places.
That's right.
I feel like it does have a effect on that female child.
Right. So you see a huge difference or a significant difference in the your female friends who have that father, whether they're in the house or not, that have a relationship with their father. You see a huge difference in the way that they live their life and picking the men that they choose, you know, the choices that they make when picking that man. You see a difference in how they pick the man and the man that they pick?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we certainly agree with you on that. And like we were saying, the best thing you can do as a father, even if you don't have the funds, you could be there emotionally. And that surpasses all. That just beats all. Well, Monique, thank you. Is this your first time tuning in to the show?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. And please tell others and listen in more often, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, I'm going to put you back in queue, and we're going to take another caller. Thanks for your comment.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, I believe we have Tim online with us.
Yes, how you doing?
Tim, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to reflect on the conversation we had earlier about, what a good man is. I respect the gentleman that was speaking earlier. I mean, that's his opinion. I think everybody does have their opinion, and they're entitled to that. I think that... we have to, the needs of that woman. I mean, I think that's important. I mean, and I don't think whether or not because you're being kind to a woman or you treat her a certain way that it diminishes who you are as a person. There was a lot of little things I wanted to touch base on, but, a lot of the things I agree with, a lot I didn't agree with. And he's entitled to his opinion.
Say that again. You were saying being kind. I'm sorry. I didn't get that part. Being kind to a woman.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just think it's different. It's different for everybody. I mean, I think you have to, as a person, you talk to the woman. You find out what her needs are, what she's been through. I mean, just because you're really nice to a woman and you treat her nice, and I think they should be treated nice, that it doesn't diminish you as a person or as a weak man, I don't agree with that.
I don't think, just to, if I could interrupt, because I don't think we said or the caller said that was, well, I think we all agreed that that is the way it should be, but a lot of women, what we were saying, is women don't find those men as attractive because they see that as a weakness. So, Ryan, if you want to comment on that,
I don't think that's true though. I mean, it depends on that woman. You have different type of women and they have different desires or means. I mean, they want different things.
Wants to be treated nicely, we say that. But when it comes to that man who's over, who is attentive emotionally, I think what we're saying is most part, women just find the other side a little bit more exciting, and they are more drawn to that kind of man because they feel like.
I still feel opinionated though.
Okay.
Hey, Tim,
okay.
Let me ask you a question. I would like to ask him a direct question. I definitely don't mind, having a difference of opinion. That's great. But one thing I would like to mind, I think one of your main arguments was that I don't think I stated that you shouldn't treat your woman nice. I have a woman I treat very nice.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say about the nice part. But go ahead.
Well, no, just I would like to just get the points that you didn't agree with so I can actually comment on those.
Go ahead, Brian.
No, I was asking Tim to give me his points that he didn't. He was saying he didn't agree with some things. I was taking those points so I can actually respond to them.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, though? I should have wrote it down because during the conversation, I'm listening to all this, right? And there was a lot of things that I was a little, okay, no, mate, I was in question in the way you put it, you know, and I wish that I could have addressed that during that time. Because, I mean, you know, and I think every man, just like every woman, right, has lived a different life. And they're going to do different things. They're going to treat women differently. But most importantly, hopefully you want one that would treat a woman nicely. But we know that's not the case, though. But at the end of the day, I mean, matter of fact, let me change tone here for a minute. And I think it was about my daughters, right? Yes, I think it's important that a man is there with his daughters. But I think Tanya also said, physically, emotionally, as long as you make that connection with them and you have a bond with them, they're going to do the right thing.
Right.
I think they will. And I think you need to talk to them, communicate with them like you would do anybody else, and I think they'll go the right way. They'll go in the right direction.
I want to bring in a caller. I believe this is Kevin. Vegas, Kevin, do we have you on?
You do. How are you doing, Chica and Tammy?
Good. How are you? We're good. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
I said I was just telling people that you're one of our faithful listeners from the beginning, so we wanted to bring you in, particularly with the topic.
I am. I tell you this. I'm a nice guy. I'm also assertive. I'm also confident. I think the more mature women become, the more they can recognize game, because you can be out here putting on a facade as a tough guy, as a bad boy, and not handle any kind of business whatsoever.
That's right.
You understand what I mean? The more mature women become, and they're able to recognize that you can be a good guy and be confident and assertive. I don't know where that definition came from that a good guy was not assertive. Because that's as far from the truth as possible.
That's right. And the point we're making is that definitely if you have a young lady, yes, treat them nicely, treat them right. We definitely treat women right. I think it was Tim, we didn't actually have a disagreement there. Maybe you misunderstood what I was saying. I was basically stating that a woman doesn't respect a man that does not have a backbone. Now, if you have
define backbone, though? What do you call it? Money, you know? You said a man doesn't have a backbone. Define that.
Sure. A backbone is, you know, if a woman, if something is going wrong, you don't just pacify the situation by saying, you know what, yeah, you're right, baby, you're right. You step up and be a leader in your household and say, this is wrong. We have to correct this. We have to fix it.
So what if the situation is not that?
Having a backbone and treating a woman nice is two completely different things. Women want both of those, like the brother that just called in, confidence,
mm-hmm.
assertiveness. All of these things are characteristics of a good man. You treat your women nice, but I think they don't like the watered-down version of a man. When something is going wrong, you just go along with the program. That's not being a man. That's not standing up.
But you know what I found, man, to be so true? Is that my personal feelings about personal things that maybe feel totally opposite about you may think totally different. You may think I'm crazy. But sometimes you have to just listen and say, okay, that makes sense. That's right. I mean, let all the personal stuff go, because just because you feel a certain way doesn't make it wrong. You know, so my point is that you have to do that with a woman. If she's right, she's right. I mean, when she's wrong, you tell her when she's wrong. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. It's not that you don't bow down to her. But I mean,
I know
it's going to be harder.
This is Kevin speaking again. I know a lot of times women go out after these so-called bad guys or bad boys, and then they wake up and say, "Hey, this joker ain't about nothing." And I'm speaking like that on purpose. They and again, as they become more mature, they figure out that hey, a real man is going to take care of his family. A real man is going to pull chairs out. I mean, I'm not demeaning what do you call it? Chivalry. But a real man is going to be nice to his woman. And once women figure out that you can be both, you can be a strong man, a confident man, and still be nice at the same time, that's when all of this facade, the facade of a guy that has to act hard. I got told that one person told me that, "Kevin, you look like a nice guy. You're always smiling on your profile pictures. You should put the ones up where you're frowning or where you're not smiling." And I thought that was ridiculous.
I just think every man should treat a woman like they would treat their mother. Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you should treat a woman. The same way you would treat your mother.
I would like to make a statement. Hello? I would like to just make a statement because the source of all of our opinions concerning a good man, are they, is this what we consider a good man from God, or is this source from men? The church teaches that there are three things that are required for a man to be good: conversion, grace, and faith. Conversion means repentance, literally from the Greek, change of mind. Conversion necessarily requires faith, the right faith, the faith given, revealed, disclosed in Christ Jesus. A man must be converted to be good. He must be changed from the son of Adam to the son of God by grace. He must be born again. That's in John chapter 3, renewed and made a new creature in Christ. And this is the result of the new mentality, a changed mind, a changed attitude with a changed approach to all things. So this is saying that a man is a good man made new through Christ, not just based on the world's understanding or the world's perception or the world's idea of what a good man is. A good man is made good through Christ, not based on what he feels an idea of a good man is. Anybody
want to
comment on that?
Okay. That's the utmost truth.
How are you going to dispute the word?
The one thing,
the comment
I would add to that is
it's the utmost truth. Because if a man hasn't changed his mindset through Christ, if you rely on human nature, you're not going to get that man that you're looking for. Human nature, he's not going to be faithful. You know, he's going to do a lot of different things that are not lining up with those characteristics of what a good man is. So your mind has to be transformed simply because of human nature.
So you're saying Christian men don't mess around?
Did I say what?
I mean, are you saying Christian men don't mess around? I'm just saying.
I didn't say that at all.
Did you?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Did
you
say that? Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, because, I mean, you know, if he believes in the word and he lives in his life in the corner, yeah, I know that the Bible speaks about you need to be in the house as well. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to cheat, you know. I mean, you know, yes, that's serious.
Yeah, if you're making a broad.
I mean, that's how I touch it. No, I'm just saying that's how I touch it. You know, not being argumentative, but I mean, really. I mean, because it's. That was like a, you know, I thought it was serious, I think.
You guys, we wanted to say something to the women out there. We feel alone because we have no women in. Monique, thank you for calling in, but it doesn't seem like women have a comment on this, and I wonder why. But that being said, we have about 4 minutes, and I think we need to do this again because I think we kind of got off and kind of have some misunderstanding going on. But really quickly, this is just how I would like to sum it up as a woman who can say that we really do want that man with kind of
that knows God.
That of course that knows God, but you know you still need to be that. Brian, I'm with you on you've got to have balance, of course, but
I just don't, I would not want a man up here or in here where I feel like if someone's coming in my house, he's going to beat me out the door. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. I mean, in other areas, you know, we talked earlier, Brian, about the car. I want to be able to be a woman. But if I feel like, and I'm one with probably a lot of, and I probably prejudge sometimes, because if I feel like you're weak, that you're not stronger than I am, that, and I'm probably one that's probably too strong, I need to probably learn how to tone it down. I really do, before I end up being alone forever. But but if I feel like that you just don't, I'm stronger than you in a lot of ways where I feel like I want you to take this and go, it's not really much you can do for me. I don't care how much you are tied into my emotions. I don't care about all that. I got to feel like you got me. You can protect me in any area of my life that I cannot.
Yep.
And that may be a little hard. That's just kind of how I want to sum it up. And if I, you know, I can go from here, I can let go in some other areas a little bit, but if I feel like I got to hold it down in an area where the male should be able to hold it down, whether it's from taking the cars to get service, dealing with men out there that I shouldn't have to deal with, I don't even think someone should call my house if I have a man in my house and hear my voice on the voicemail. As head of this house, he should make it known, this is Bobby Joe, whatever, you've reached the Joe's residence, somewhere. He needs to take control and even put me in my place sometimes. If you can't do that, I mean, where are we going?
That's what a man does. That's exactly what you're looking for. You shouldn't have to talk anything down. You should find a man that is on that level to be a leader and a head of the household for you. You don't have to tone anything down. I think, I mean, you ended that perfectly. But that's basically
right.
That's what we're here to do. To be a support for you, to treat you like your father would treat you with all the kindness and respect. But at the end of the day, yeah, you expect a man to be a man.
Okay.
Just the very definition of a good man relies upon his relation to Christ.
Okay, we have 1 minute, and so I'm going to end it with this. To our men, in honor of all the good men, you are called to lead. We need you to lead in worship, in prayer, in honoring God and people, in our homes and in the way we care for women, in the way you care for women. You have a mission. God is calling you to lead the way. He wants to see his daughters healed, restored, and protected by men who will rise up in the character of our Father. Support her, your woman, healing journey. Support her healing journey. Give her grace as she learns you are not her enemy. Lead her into the presence of God with both your words and your actions. And I think we can't end it any better. Lead her to God with both your words and your actions. Thank you, Brian, for tuning in. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Kevin. Again, I'm going to say to the ladies,
all right,
we're still alone this battle tonight. But we thank you. And we probably will do another show on this, because I think it kind of touches on a lot of things, not just about good guys, bad boys, or good girls and bad girls. It's kind of life and relationship, which we need in order to restore our families and our youth.
Thanks, our listeners, for tuning in tonight, and tune in again next Monday with God's will. We'll meet back here again same time next week. Stay encouraged. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.